rarely can you see an algorithm, Realtor.com, Trulia, Zillow, look at any expired listings. And you might even say, what do houses that failed have to do with the momentum in an area? I want you to imagine there's 100 properties that come on the market in the area that you like, yet 50% of them fail to sell. Would you say it was the realtor's marketing programs, or that buyers like you didn't agree with the price? Of course it's that. The buyers don't agree with the price, which is why the houses just sit there. In another area, there's 100 houses, and 90% of them succeed. That means the buyers are agreeing with the price and the features and things like that. So it's natural, actually, to have a marketplace. Like life's relationships, not everything works out. Same thing with houses that come on the market. Some of them are priced incorrectly based on their condition and their location. Normally, it's about 3 of every 10 or 30 out of every 100. So again, you got a great agent, have the real estate agent give you not just the active list, but you also want to see the failed property list. So in the area, and the HomeZoop report produces this for you, you would like to see the amount of properties that didn't succeed. If it's as low as 10, that's a really good number. If 10% out of every 100 properties fail to sell, that's okay. 30 is normal. Now, if you're starting to see 40, 50, 60% of the properties not selling, going back to 2008, we pretty much saw, you know, 90-something percent of properties were not selling. And we were in a free fall. Houses were going down in value as you looked at them. So the objective here is learn something, a life lesson here, from listings that actually failed. And ideally, you're looking at around 30% is a normal, healthy market. House comes on, house doesn't sell. House comes on, house doesn't sell. As long as it's about 3 of every 10, you're in a normal marketplace, probably. There's other indicators that are important that you look at all these different things, but these are simple things to take a look at. You don't have to be a scientist to understand if half the houses fail, is that a good thing or a bad thing, versus a different quadrant of homes that only 10% fail. The less failures there are, probably the better the appreciation rate is. When there's a lot of failed listings, what happens is the buyers are saying, we don't like the products. And the sellers do what then? Raise their price? No, they keep dropping their price. One last thing to say about the expireds. Before you make an offer on your property, whichever one you fall in love with before you make an offer, take a look at the expired listings. You know, get them emailed to you, look at the photographs, and compare those with the one you're trying to buy. Now, you can't generally buy the expireds, they're off the market, that's a different story, but you can see in an area what other people rejected. As a purchaser, you're going to look at probably the closed sales. Study the comps, because you're a buyer, your opinion matters, you're studying the comps, but you can actually learn more from the properties that expired, withdrew, or were canceled. Find out what other people rejected and compare it to the one you're trying to buy. It's probably going to be superior to the ones that failed. In any case, hopefully this indicator number 2, the concept of finding out what percentage of properties fail in the area, will really be helpful to you. Be that educated buyer. Be informed. You're going to feel a lot better when you close on this property. Thank you.